I'm technology challenged. Okay. So today on the Presbyterian calendar is Children's Day. And Presbyterian churches across the country are celebrating their children in different ways. Some are ignoring the calendar reference and going about business as usual. Here at Marian Presbyterian, we do not approach business as usual, which we have made evident by our current stewardship campaign. As for our children, we know our children, and they know us. We welcome children in worship. Our congregation nurtures the young, supports their efforts, and listens to their concerns, even in directions that we may not go by our grown-up selves. Today's going to be one of those days. You've heard personal faith stories from different members of our congregation that included what stewardship means to them, and we have heard about journeys of the heart. In Sunday school, we've been talking a lot about what stewardship is. And that it can take on many different shapes and how all of those shapes are valid. We've talked about how no matter what your age, you can participate and make a difference. We've also talked about our church's vision and mission statements, which are up here for you guys to see. Where am I? We've read these statements in Sunday school, and we've talked about what we do right and where we may not be doing so well. As usual, they were very honest with their input, and we are going to share what they think about who we are at Marian First Presbyterian Church. I'm thinking that going forward, as we identify who we want to be in the future, the observations of our children will provide some insight and ask us to think about who we say and think we are and where we may be falling short. I will read what our vision and mission statements say, and the children will provide some thoughts on the matter. Okay. We at First Presbyterian Church, Marian, Illinois, seek to be a church that knows, trusts, and demonstrates the love of Jesus Christ for the redemption of the world through prayer and worship.
First of all, we do know, trust, and demonstrate love. We see it and feel it all of the time through the way you treat us and each other. We don't do as good a job with the world. Bad things happen, and we don't talk about it. How we could help, what we could have done. Sometimes when we pray, we don't move our feet.
Buck up, guys. Study, teaching, and equipping. Faith sharing. Truby.
We have grown-up Sunday school for kids, sharks, which is really cool because it's for both grown-ups and kids. We have book studies and men's groups and ladies' groups. Our church has equipped many people over the years, like Max and Lenita and Colleen, the groups of people going to Africa and missionaries around the world.
Community and fellowship.
We participate in Marian Ministerial Alliance. We support the soup kitchen, both financially and with our hands. We fellowship with gusto every Sunday. Maybe we could do more with our community or invite our community here.
Caring for the broken in mind, body, and spirit.
We do this for people we know, but we couldn't say if we did this for other people.
Supporting mission projects at home and abroad.
Our members support Boynton Street. We help to support the mission of the Grinwald Van Dykes. We help to support Habitat for Humanity, the Lighthouse Shelter, Marian Medical Mission, Marian Ministerial Alliance, and other missions designated by session. We hosted and support the Table Setters. We have a social justice group that talks about things, but we aren't sure what they do. We sell fair trade coffee.
Fostering discipleship.
We looked up discipleship to understand what discipleship is and what discipleship is not. It's not about the numbers. What matters most is the quality of relationships you build with one another and the quality of the relationship each person has with God. Grace-based discipleship frees us up to engage in meaningful and real relationships. When two or three or four broken people come together and have nothing to hide, no one to impress, no mask they're trying to put on, it becomes so much easier to engage in honest relationships. And honest relationships are at the center of effective discipleship. We think that's what we try to do here. Sometimes we succeed and sometimes we don't, but we don't stop trying. That is our vision and that is good.
Okay, that is the vision statement. So your homework for the next couple of weeks is to look at that. Is that still us? Is that who we want to be? Do we want it to stay the same? Do we want to change it in the upcoming months? We're going to be thinking and talking a lot about it. So now we're going to talk about our mission statement. Now our mission statement was more difficult for us to break down. It has lots of words with dual meanings like fierce, diverse, radical, missional, transforming, selfless, vitality. Those are the words that you see around. I've lost my place. Here we go. For those of you that were here when we wrote this statement, the words were taken from your own comments, thoughts, and prayers for this place, a process that we will go through again in the next few months. So here's where we were 9 years ago. At the First Presbyterian Church of Marion, Illinois, we are a family of God, where Jesus is alive in our hearts, and this is consistently demonstrated through the spirit of love in this place.
There is a lot of love here. We feel it everywhere.
Jesus lives through our fierce commitment to mission at home and on four continents.
Our church tithes to mission. We actually give more than 10% of our income to mission because some of you donate directly through the church.
Through our diverse styles of worship and music ministry.
Do we really do this? Sometimes we change things around, but we could probably do better at this. Would it make us all nervous if we did the service backwards or left something out?
Through our radical commitment to hospitality, fellowship, and nurturing of spiritual development.
When we say that we have radical commitment, we are saying that we go to the extreme for something, go farther than others in this thing, that we are more extreme with this thing than most people. So let's think about it. Hospitality. We are generally a friendly bunch, but we're thinking most people that come here are easy to be friendly to. What about people that are hard to like or hard to help? We will have to try harder.
Fellowship, we're really good at that.
Nurturing of spiritual development.
We think this means we support people to learn more about God and grow in faith. We think we really work hard on this.
For over 100 years, 110 now, God has led us to be a missional church.
Yes, we give a lot to mission. We are proud of this, but sometimes we need the money to fix things and pay bills. If this is important to us, we all need to pray and think of how we are going to continue this.
That's for Jean. Wills. At First Presbyterian Church of Marion, we believe that with God's help, we can change ourselves, our community, and our world.
We think that we really do believe this. We think that we do need God's help, and if things need to change, it has to start with us.
We believe these changes happen through the power of prayer, transforming education, selfless service to others in our community, and global outreach.
We are a praying church, and that is good. We pray with and for each other. We talk about our need for prayer in front of each other, and some churches don't do that. But being selfless means to have little or no concern for yourself, especially with regard to fame, position, and money, to be unselfish. We think that we could all work on this part.
We strive for a deeper understanding of God wants us to be.
Yes, we do.
We welcome the challenge of maintaining the vitality of our current ministries while being presented with new opportunities for evangelism, meaningful change, growth, and the needs of our family of faith. This is what we are doing now, identifying what we do well, what we don't do well. What old things we need to continue, and what new opportunities are coming our way. All while taking care of each other and being good stewards for God. We are on a journey of the heart, and we will come through it as a stronger body, united and focused on who we are and want to be in our congregation, our community, and our world. True stewards for the sake of God's purpose in this world.